Togiak VPSO Roger Wassily got a call just past 3:30 a.m. on Tuesday that Ruben Pauk had fallen into Nasarla Creek, where he had been hanging out with a group of friends.
It was still dark when we arrived on scene. I wasn't sure because there was a four-wheeler on the side of the creek there. I was thinking maybe he fell in right there.
Wassily got in his skiff and began to look for the boy. The tide was making the search difficult, and Wassily sent out a call for help. Three other boats joined the effort.
They were looking further up from the point of where that kid went down, and then they started getting closer and closer, and then they found the body.
Around 6:15 a.m., almost 3 hours after the search began, Pauk's body was found about 100 feet upriver from where he went in the water. In their report, the state troopers say the boys were huffing gas on the bank of the creek before the incident occurred. During his investigation, VPSO Wassily noticed a large blue tarp where the boys had been hanging out.
So I went and checked to what it was. There was like five plastic containers of, you know, outboard fuel containers. Two of them were 12 gallons. All of them didn't have any covers on them.
Ruben Pauk, age 14, was pronounced dead at the scene. His next of kin have been notified, and his body will be sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.